John Cooley studies cicadas. He's a scientist at the University of Connecticut, and last year he spent a lot of time in his car, driving over 2,500 miles tracking cicadas in the state.
At the end, you're just done driving. I don't want to drive anymore. I'm sick of the car. I'm sick of these roads.
Today, we're back in his car, returning to a spot in Meriden that last year was overrun with the bugs. Connecticut lies at the upper reaches of Brood 2, a massive underground city of cicadas which come out every 17 years to mate, lay eggs, and die.
And so here we are a year later, and most people think the cicadas are gone away and disappeared, but actually, they're still around. They're underground.
Cooley logs cicada sightings via GPS, driving around the country, creating detailed maps that track emergences. Today, he calls up his logs from last year, and his GPS blinks red in front of a large oak tree outside a house near Hubbard Park.
And so we'll see what we see.
At first, we don't see much, but as we walk toward the tree, it's covered in tiny little marks, relics of last year's emergence.
These are the scars left on the trees.
Okay.
By the egg laying. And this oak had a pretty good year last year, so it did a lot of growing after the eggs had hatched. And you can see the wood. It's a slit in the bark, and the wood is poking up in there. The female excavates this little dual-pronged structure into the twigs, the small twigs that are about a pencil-sized, and lays rows of eggs in those two slits.
Cooley says the bugs didn't harm the tree.
So she'll lay her eggs, about 600 of them, and then probably July or so last year, those eggs hatched and the nymphs fell into the ground.
And they burrowed into the soil.
If you imagine looking at the world with X-ray goggles, you can imagine a lot of things. If you did that and you were to look down at this plot of soil, you'd see a mass of roots.
That's food for the cicadas.
So they're down there feeding on something. And they're taking 17 years to do it.
And now that Cooley has had time to review last year's data, he says there were lots of surprises. Scientists even discovered a new species of cicada in Connecticut, Magicicada septendecula. Cooley says all his bug tracking helps scientists learn about species distribution, things like how nature is responding in real time to climate change. And he says some unlucky straggler cicadas may emerge this year, because bugs that miss the 17-year emergence tend to miss in increments of 1 to 4 years. No one's sure why.
Somewhere here in the state of Connecticut, there's a handful of cicadas out this year. It's just a question of finding them.
But you're not going to be driving around looking for them. You're
going to be elsewhere. No, I'm not going to be driving around looking for them. That is a needle in a haystack.
Instead, Cooley says this month he plans to travel to the Midwest, driving 10 to 15,000 miles as he tracks the emergence of another cicada brood in Iowa and northwestern Illinois. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.